I am what one would likely call a dubstep poser. I'm a fan of the genre, but don't really have time to follow all the 12-inch releases and club cuts, instead waiting until artists release full lengths to try to check out what's been going on. I'll admit, it's a pretty piss-poor way to follow a rapidly evolving genre, as it's something akin to looking at the growth rings of a tree and seeing the major markers without seeing all the small events that lead up to them. Under the name Pinch, Rob Ellis has released several highly regarded 12-inches on both the Planet Mew and Tectonic label, but Underwater Dance Hall is his debut full-length release. Just when I think that the genre might run aground a bit, along comes an album like this to make me check myself and realize that there's still plenty of room for expansion. A double disc set featuring a full CD of tracks with vocals, and a second of purely instrumentals in the same running order. This 10-track release is full of great new sounds and several knockout moments. One of those arrives early, as Brighter Day opens the release with growling sub-bass, swirls of melodica, and crackling beats that keep it rumbling forward. One of the best parts of the track are the vocal additions from Juakali, which rip with fierce raga dancehall style and are occasionally touched with subtle harmonies. Get Up follows, and again features great vocals, as Yolanda lets loose with some deep soul that take the thunderous track and push it into a sort of pop feel that would likely be a radio hit if programmers were a bit more adventurous. It's cold out, how much you think you're so ready? Heart sold out, how much you think that they get it? Stop here, try, see your soul still running from the fate you burn, like there's a hurricane coming. I got the vow, gotta keep my soul in it. The battle is on, and you can guess who's gonna win it. Yeah, even when it looks like I'm out of the game, I'm deep in it, ready to strike again. From there, it's just as varied, with Airlock kicking out hyper-crisp minimal track that's worthy of its title, to the reggae-flavored One Blood, One Source featuring Rudy Lee on vocals. Angels in the Rain peels back the layers to reveal a stunning textural ambience, along with light vocals from Indy Kaur, as some deep thuds keep it just grounded enough. There are only a couple minor missteps, including the more obvious Gangstas, which also features Juakali, but even then it's more of an issue with the vocals. It's hard to argue too much with that, as it's obvious Ellis has let his contributors really add their own flavor to the pieces. As it stands, Underwater Dancehall is easily one of the more varied dubstep releases that I've heard to date, and yet a common thread runs through the release and holds it all together. Album closer Lazarus starts out in fairly standard dubstep territory, then turns on a dime and flourishes with a beautiful melodic second half that pretty much redeems the entire thing. Rise up, rise up, rise up. just those sorts of curveballs that show Ellis is easily among the more talented producers in this area right now, and I can't wait to hear what he comes up with next.